Cubs and Reds and fans are excited. We'll take it to the top of the fourth with Jason Hayward at the plate.
With scoreless baseball, Reds-Cubs, first of a three-game series as this will end the homestand for the Reds, and they will head off. Oh, this is a deep fly right center field, and it is 1-0 Cubs.
That one is hammered. Left center field, a blast, and it's gone. Tim Adelman will give up a home run in a New York minute, and that's the second one he's given up tonight. He's back to the waiting right-hand batter, and he sends a fly ball back into deep right field, and that's a home run. Number five for Duvall, and the Reds get their two-run lead back. It's now 4-2. Rizzo, a drive to right, and this game is going to be tied up. You simply cannot allow them to threaten inning after inning after inning and expect to keep them empty at the end of the game. A three-run, two-out home run here in the top of the ninth by Anthony Rizzo, and we start from scratch at 5-5.
Now Moore leading at third base, Schwarber at first, Bryant, and the strike two pitch. And he pops it up into shallow left field, coming hard to make the catch. Here's a tag. Here comes the runner to the plate. He's in there. And a daring bit of base running by Albert Almora Jr. tagging and beating the throw to the plate by Adam Duvall to give the Chicago Cubs a 6-5 lead.
Ryan Price and the Reds were unable to come out on top on Friday after some late inning magic from the Cubs. Here's the Cincinnati skipper on the loss.
Yeah, he pitched great. He battled. Just did a really nice job of getting ahead and making good finishing pitches and attacked. You know, I was really happy with his performance and was very, very economical with his pitches and had a nice three-pitch mix going. Did a great job. Yeah, I mean, Wandy would have been in there if they would have taken the lead. It was really more about total pitches. You know, it was a two-inning outing there for Michael, so if the pitch count got way up there, then we would have had Wandy as kind of a backdrop. But it was not a situation where I was trying to get to Wandy for a matchup right there. It was just had the right guy in there, and Rizzo, you know, just hit a homer. What can you do? You know, had the right matchup in there. It just didn't work out. Yeah. You know, it's it was a tough one to lose, so talking about all the good stuff, it just kind of feels irrelevant at this point.
Michael Lorenzen gave up a three-run shot to Anthony Rizzo that tied it in the ninth. The Reds would go on to lose 6-5 in 11 innings. Here's Lorenzen on the play.
Just challenge him and throw every pitch with conviction, just like every single other hitter, every single other pitch that I throw. With that, I threw it with conviction. He got me, and tip your cap to him. He's a good hitter. It's Anthony Rizzo for a reason. Yeah, I felt really good. I felt good out there. I felt good. And, you know, stuff like this, it happens, and it's how you handle it. And I think that separates, you know, the really good ones is how they handle it. And, you know, it definitely, what sucks is just our team played so good. And our team played really good baseball. And you fight to the end and literally down to the last out. And it's, you know, you just feel like you let your team down. And, you know, that's probably the worst feeling that you can have as a teammate.
The win gives the Cubs sole possession of first place in the National League Central for the first time this season. Jake Arrieta will take the hill on Saturday for the Cubs. He'll square off against the Reds' Cody Reed.